Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Ashley Potter's powerful fantasy fiction, Baskin Blood, is receiving excellent reviews. It's the story of Zenaida, a character Ashley created out of the desire to be strong in the midst of a dark past. The desire to be strong enough to confront the shadows of the past and emerge victorious while keeping the bonds that mean the most. The internal challenges Zenaida faces makes her stronger as she takes a step into the murky waters of her brutal past and not drown inside. With us on This Week in America, Ashley Potter, author of Bask in Blood. Ashley, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have created such a fabulous story and a world that you've created, and we've got a lot of time to talk about it on the program today. First of all, as I'm reading this, what was the inspiration for writing this book, telling this particular story?
I wanted her to be strong, something that I struggled with when I was writing the book. She is a very strong character. I wanted her to be stronger than I thought I ever could be.
Now, are there any relationships between, and you sort of mentioned that you wanted her to have some of the qualities that you were still in the process of developing. How were you able to relate to Zenaida's character?
She is a very kind person, something that I struggled with. I would often be very angry when I was younger, especially when people weren't listening to me. And she is very silent in the way that she handles herself in the story.
How long did it take you to create this character, to create Zenaida? How long a process was that to really develop the character, the good and the bad?
About 3 years. I started when I was in grade 8, and they finished the story when I was in grade 11.
Did she progress during that period? You certainly did during those 3 years in school. Did you find that Zenaida was also evolving during that three-year period as you were writing her story?
Oh, definitely. I mean, she goes through some parts where men are looking at her in a way that makes her seem as an object rather than an actual woman. Something that when you're young, men tend to typically want something more than you're not willing to give.
Ashley Potter is our guest on the program. Her book is called Baskin Blood, receiving excellent reviews. You'll find it the usual places. I'll direct you to writersrepublic.com, and I'll give you that web address throughout the program that you can get copies of the book Baskin Blood by Ashley Potter. At the beginning of the book, briefly, you've got a crone that sort of establishes it's an important message at the beginning. Talk about that, why you decided to take that approach and use the crone.
The crone is my representation of what a guardian should be. My parents are great people, but we also had our issues, and I wanted somebody who was perfect all around, even though I know how hard that is to find. And I know how hard it is for people to find people who are willing to do all of the things that should be done well. And so Zenaida constantly uses this for a good conscience in the story.
Of all the warriors that you have portrayed in the book Baskin Blood, and we'll get into some of the storyline as we progress here, which warrior do you like the most of those of the Zodiac? Is there any particular favorite that you liked as you were writing them?
I definitely like Taurus. She is strong, reliable, understanding, and wise. She is typically the glue between the old and the new. She symbolizes stability, which is something I crave, and Zenaida definitely appreciates, as she's the one connection that she can't ignore when she is returned.
I mentioned this world that you have created, the world created by Ashley Potter in her book Baskin Blood. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com in their bookstore. Talk a little bit about the social structure in the book. It's quite definite, isn't it?
Yeah, the story revolves around a matriarchal kingdom separated into two regions due to feuding queens from older generations.
The book is available, as I say, at writersrepublic.com. It's doing excellent, getting excellent reviews. Ashley Potter, our guest on the program. I mentioned the beginning of powerful fantasy fiction. You got some other sub-genres there as well, don't you? Let's talk about that, because you've got quite a bit you're presenting in a very entertaining and thought-provoking way. What are some of the sub-genres you would classify in Baskin Blood?
That is true. It is a work of fiction, but I like to subcategorize it as fantasy and adventure. Fantasy and creatures such as mermaids, elves, and more, they're in there, and adventure portion is an adventure within the MC. And it's also a little tour around the kingdom as well.
It's interesting how Zenaida is today. As people are reading, I'm sure they're going to wonder, well, I wonder what she was like in her younger years. Has there any thought been given to maybe doing a prequel that will sort of set the table for what were the Zenaida we see in Baskin Blood? You're going back and doing a prequel, possibly?
At the moment, nothing has been written about it, but it's not an impossibility. I liked where Zenaida's story began, and I left a lot of the turmoil and abuse to the mind of the reader for imaginative purposes. Perhaps in the future I will consider making a prequel, but as of right now, no.
What's your favorite part of the story? As you were sitting and writing, putting this together, what the favorite part, because I'm sure they're all favorites, but what are some of the favorite parts that you really liked in your presentation?
Well, I typically liked the end, but as far as the actual adventure of Zenaida goes, it's where Zenaida is confronted in the aisle. She has to face herself, and she has to do it alone, where no one else can help her. So it's really a part of strength for her to go through.
I'm sure there are a lot of aspiring writers that have stories that they've been developing, maybe spawned from reading your book, Baskin Blood, and they're thinking, I would love to create a world like this and create my characters. What advice do you have for aspiring writers? Because you've actually been spending a number of years working on this project. What would you say to them if they said, Ashley, can you give me some help? What do I need to do to actually write a book and get it published?
Well, I began writing after I was praised for submitting an essay to my elementary school teacher instead of a simple paragraph like she had asked me to do. Though this doesn't seem like much, it inspired me to write and became the spark of my passion. And through the years, the spark turned into flames, and sometimes the flames whittled down to embers. The point is to continue what you're doing inspires you and treat it with care. Only with eyes wide open will you see the path to make your goals come true, alongside the people who care just as much as you do. And I found that with Writers Republic, they definitely cared about Zenaida and her story as much as I did.
And that's a very important part of it too, isn't it? After you write the book, then it's sort of like, yeah, okay, now what? I've done the creative part. Now I have to turn businesswoman and try to figure out how I will get this published. How important was that to you to have somebody out there that you feel you could trust in getting the book published and out and enjoyed by so many people worldwide?
Well, I definitely researched and did my work on looking at some other publishers. I took my chance with Writers Republic, and so far they've done very well in supporting me and supporting Zenaida in this journey, especially since this is my first published book. So I'm very thankful that they care as much as I do.
And I ask that because for a beginning writer, again, you hit that time where, okay, I'm done. Now what? I can't just, leave it at home on the desk and expect people to come by and pick it up. You have to market the book. You have to get the book published and then do the marketing of the book. With us on the program, Ashley Potter. The book is Baskin Blood. And this is something I guess you would tell an aspiring writer as well. I had asked you how long it took to write the book, develop the characters. You were talking about what basically grades 8 through 11 in school to get it done. Patience is a virtue in being a writer, isn't it? It's important not to think this is going to happen overnight.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There were some highs and lows. There was a period of up to 3 months where I didn't write a single word for her story at all. I had plenty of other stories on the go, but I was just so blocked, I couldn't think of anything. So I had to get away for a bit, and then I started writing again. But it definitely did not happen overnight. It was definitely a process that really needed to be determined in order to make it through.
Well, it's interesting how people, different people, handle writer's blocks in different ways. And I think what you're saying is don't force it, but just sort of walk away and eventually it comes back. It came back to you and resulted in the book Baskin Blood being published and well-received. Is that the best way to handle writer's block is just don't force it? If it's not there, it's not there.
For me, it worked spectacularly. I believe in things all having their own due time. So having writer's block really just told me, take a break. You need to refresh your ideas. Think about something new. Think about something other than the book so you can come back with as much passion as you did before.
There is so much growing that you're doing during grades 8 through 11, and it's just such an emotionally an up and down period. What was it like as you were trying to write during that period? Were there times when you really sort of had self-doubt that this was ever going to happen?
Oh, yeah, multiple times. I often thought that my writing style was too juvenile to be taken seriously, or that maybe my interpretation of my characters wouldn't reach other people. But the thing is, I don't know until I try. And I'd really like for other people to try and connect with my characters. And if they don't, so be it. If they do, great.
What was it like when you finish the book, you have the book published, and suddenly you get FedEx or UPS or somebody brings some books to your home and you open it up and you've got a copy of Baskin Blood? I love the book cover. It's a very attention getting, and it's got Ashley Potter at the top. What's it like the first time you pick up a copy of your book?
Oh, it put a grin on my face. I couldn't
probably still
down.
There. Yeah, probably still there.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. It didn't actually sink in through the publishing process that I was publishing my book until I held it in my hands. But it was an amazing feel. And I typically love the new, when you flip the pages, the new book smell.
Yes.
And my book had that, so that made me giddy.
That is so nice to have that. I'm sorry, you can do the e-books, and those are wonderful, and they serve a purpose, but there's nothing like having a book that's got that smell when you go from page to page. I've never had one of my books actually do that, but I can imagine what a thrill that would be. I'm holding it in my hand. I can see, and I can actually smell my book. This is like a great day. I'm going to circle this on the calendar and celebrate it every year. You know, it's interesting when people read the book, they're like, we really like this author. We're waiting for her next book. Are you working on something now?
I have plenty of stories in the works. I have 3.5 completed ones, but I'm just trying to see how far Zenaida can go before I put the other works out there.
We've got a few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about her as a character, because she faces a lot and she has to make some decisions, doesn't she? She's a fascinating character. Especially in the world that you've created for her and the dilemmas that she faces.
She is really an amazing character to me anyway. The refusal of herself in the aisle, it really hit something home with me, because not all emotions that you feel should be portrayed. And it was one of the things that I learned when I was growing up, is that even if I felt anger or rage, sometimes in certain situations, it was better not to show them. And otherwise, it would cause a bigger turmoil than what was needed. So in her denying part of herself for the greater good and understanding what is right, it was certainly an amazing accomplishment for Zenaida. And I am so glad that that was one of her growth points in the story.
To see that in the balance and what went into that, it's a fascinating part of the story. Baskin Blood, Ashley Potter, our guest on the program. Where did this come from, this interest in writing, interest in being a storyteller, interest in creating this world? I mean, did this begin at a young girl? It had to, because you started at age 8 or in the 8th grade. Where did this begin, and what was it? You mentioned the role of the school teacher. Is that when this kicked in and all of a sudden writing is something that you really enjoyed and wanted to pursue?
Oh, yeah. When I was doing that assignment for my elementary school teacher, She asked for a paragraph, and I gave her an entire essay because I wanted to see how far I could go, how far I could impress her, and what I could actually do with what I've learned. And that really gave me a lot of pride when she praised me as a kid. But for this book, just my curiosity about astronomy and my influence over the zodiac, in the sky, I really enjoy that kind of fantasy and those kind of mythologies and history.
It's always fascinating to see how an author proceeds. Sometimes you talk to authors that go, I've got sort of an idea in my mind, and I like to see where the story goes. I like to see the characters. They'll speak to me. They'll tell me where to take their storylines. Others say, nope, I won't start until I've got this all scripted out. And then I basically go back, put words into the outline, and I've got my story. How do you go about it? Did you have a strict outline that laid out before you started Baskin Blood?
Nope. even when I was in elementary school, up through high school, and even now in college, all of my professors hated that I never had an outline for any of the things I wrote. My essays never had an outline. My stories never had an outline. But for some reason, they always turned out pretty damn well. So I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it certainly worked for me not to have one.
You know, and I guess that's somebody, you want to come up with a rule that yes, you do or no, you don't. And for everybody, it's different. It's just like life. Some people have to have a more structured life than others. Other people who can, adjust on the fly and go out and adapt to any situation. So I guess it depends on how you write. Talk about, and just a minute or so left in the program, but Zenaida, did she sort of talk to you during this process? I get the feeling that you and her were really close during this period.
I heard her a few times, honestly. Sometimes I hear voices in my head and I wonder if it's real. Sometimes it's the voices of my characters and I don't realize them until I put pen to paper. But Zenaida talked very little, but what she did say pointed me in the position where she wanted to go. And I understood that quite well. She whispered in my ear and the story kind of formed its own way. All I had to do was make her grow.
And you did that so well. A very talented writer, Ashley Potter, our guest on the program. The book is Bask in Blood. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com, other places as well. I'll send you to writersrepublic.com. They're the publishers. They'll have the book, the information. You can order it there as well. You can also follow up on our website if you need to. Don't remember that if you're traveling. And you can go there and find the link at thisweekinamerica.us. Ashley, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. We'll look forward to reading more from you, whether it's the prequel, the other stories you're working on. Hopefully we can talk about those as well. Thank you for being with us on the program, and congratulations on the success of Baskin Blood.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. It was a real pleasure being here.
It was fun having you with us, Ashley Potter. The book is Baskin Blood. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.